Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Kavod Shemayim. This is Shir number 18. We're discussing the benefits, the milus of not speaking Lashon Hara. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah Kemat. It's almost Rosh Hashanah. And we're all looking for different ways, or at least we should be looking for different ways, to end the year in the right way and begin the new year, Tovshin Pei Aleph, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. The Chafetz Chaim tells us a person who's careful, watching what he says, he'll be nitzul from Gehenim. He'll be saved from Gehenim. As the Medrash Tanchuma says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says as follows, Im ritzoinchem lehimalit min haGehenim. If you want to save yourself from Gehenim, hirchiku atzmichem miLashon Hara, distance yourselves from Lashon Hara, v'atem zoichim bo'olam hazeh uvo'olam haba. You will merit good here in this world and in Olam Haba. And when we say Hechiku, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's similar to when we say in the Pasuk, the Torah tells us, in regards to not speaking Sheker. The Pasuk says, to merachik yourself. Ala Pasuk midvar Sheker tirchak. Distance yourself from Sheker. So when a person distances himself from Lashon Hara, he merits both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. He will save himself from Gehenim. One more Maimur Chazal, that for every moment a person does not speak and hold himself back when speaking Lashon Hara, the Gra brings in the name of the Medrash, Sha'al korega ve'rega shodim chaysim piv. For every moment a person closes his mouth, he's about to say something, he wants to say something, but he holds himself back, Zoyche lo'or ha'gonus she'ein kom malach ber yichoyim l'shayar. The person merits a tremendous light. What's a light? It's a hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a closeness to Hashem that even the malachim cannot comprehend. She'ein kom malach ber yichoyim l'shayar. No malach, no creation is able to comprehend the reward awaiting for such a person that closes his mouth from speaking Lashon Hara. Sha'al kol rega v'rega sh'adam chaysim piv, zoyche l'or ha'gonus. He will merit this special light. When Hashem created the world, he saw this powerful light is too much, and he put it away for the tzaddikim. And when we light the Chanukah candles, that light, a ke'ein, a me'ein, a small amount of that light comes out. This is the light that this person, you will merit when you don't speak Lashon Hara.